My wife is the most tolerant person I know. I was going to say next to my dad, but shut that door. As a mere observation, my dad avoids confrontation. Honestly, it is an absolute madhouse here sometimes. In the morning especially, because the kids are all off to school, out the door at 8:30. Oh, goodness me. But Sarah's away with the two little ones that she looks after to a playgroup. I said I would clean. I didn't sleep at all last night. The antibiotics that I'm on for this PVL infection that I have, part of the MRSA family, I could die from it. Not likely at the minute, but it's possible. But the antibiotics that I'm on that I'm on now, they've made me feel very, very unwell. It was a bit touch and go as to whether it was the antibiotics that would make me feel unwell or the infection. But because there weren't other symptoms, it wasn't the infection. But I had a blood test yesterday, because the doctor's still worried that it's. Well, the doctor's worried that it's not clearing up as quick as it should. But the microbiologist at the hospital with whom she consulted said that I should have 4 weeks. Excuse me, 4 weeks on the antibiotics. This is the second week of these new antibiotics. The first lot didn't do anything at all, one little bit. But that's because I was misdiagnosed. And there was two doctors in wondering what the infection was. Ooh, rubbing their chins and scratching their head and take these, and if it's not right, come back. Oh, I went back all right. I went back. And my regular doctor said straight away, I think, that's PVL. So they're growing, what's the word? Colonies? What the hell is the word? I've forgotten. Anyway, they took swabs. They took swabs at the beginning of last week, and do you know something? I'm yawning and I don't feel tired. I think it's because the melee that was this morning is over. Anyway, like that. Ugh. But anyway, so. It seems to be clearing up, and today, I feel brilliant today. The only problem is the infection isn't only in my right leg, it's in my right forearm. Actually, that's where it started. And I've had that for, well, since before September. No, yes. August. August. But the swelling is going down. But then again, I am keeping off my leg. And that's the reason why I'm not sleeping at night, because I, you know, the doctor gave me rug for walking the dog the other day when she rang me. And so I've kept off it, and it's much better. It's much better. But, you know, I'm not. I haven't really left the house. I haven't really left the house in nearly 2 weeks. So I was starting to get a bit of cabin fever the other day, you know. But I think that's... I think I was starting to feel like that because... I would go out, I'd walk the dog, and I'd come back, and I'd be absolutely knackered. Leg would be throbbing, it would have swelled up. And on top of the antibiotics, I'd just be wiped out. Those times I would sleep for like 20 hours with, you know, waking up in between to use the toilet. But I'm generally not a well bunny at the minute. I decided to come away from Facebook and Twitter for a while, just to concentrate on things at hand. You know, there's a lot going on, and I think I'm a person who likes to know what's going on. You know, not a busybody. Not a busybody. Not like that, but just, you know, just to know what's going on. And just sense a lot of negativity in the air. You know, 30% of the problem is me. I will admit to that. But Everybody's just so nasty and mean and selfish and, you know, and opinionated, and nobody respects anybody's point of view, and I think only in the last kind of 2 years, really, I've become more accepting of people, become more liberal in my views. No. Is that right? Perhaps. Liberal, is that the word? Is that the correct word? Now I'm going to say accepting, not liberal. You know, the birds were singing at 3:30 this morning. I'm listening to, I think it's a blackbird. Singing away outside. It's raining. Well. Yeah, it's raining outside. Do you know what? It's so dark. It's so dark here and dismal, and Mac McColgan was talking this morning about SAD, and I definitely suffer from that. There's no doubt about that. Oh, my God, it's so grim here. We saw the sun for just a few minutes yesterday. But it's just bloody grey. It's depressing. But today, you know, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic. I'm feeling driven. I've got it in my head that I should timetable my day today specifically. Sarah's going to be back just after 11 o'clock, so if I want to have some me time and look on the computer at stuff and do some research, whatever, then now's the time to do it, because I'm going to clean the kitchen today, you know, like a deep clean. It takes a lot to administer this house with, you know, the amount of children that come through it. It's hard work. It really is hard work. And I think I need to do a lot more, really. I actually wanted to paint this living room before Christmas. It's just nice to sit here. It's not cold outside. It's nice fresh air blowing in, and I'm content. I'm at peace. Anyway, I'm going to get on with things.